We are backstage with Yannick Nezet-Séguin, music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, in your sixth season. Congratulations.
Thank you. Already six.
Already six. It's very exciting. And as usual, you have many different events. You've started off the season with different concerts, different programs, and a season ahead with a lot of variety.
Yeah, I think we are showing right away our colors, you know, when we start a season. So you just heard this relatively new piece by Wayne O'Quinn for organ and orchestra, because this is the official launch of our Fred J. Cooper Memorial Organ Experience. The key word being experience here, because we want to experience this dialogue between the instrument and the orchestra, the Philadelphia Orchestra, on our stage. So there will be a lot of opportunities to experiment and experience the organ through the season. Of course, Tchaikovsky is one of the special composers of the orchestra. We want also to make sure that people don't forget that we are taking care and curating our main collection, as I like to call it, you know, the Brahms symphonies, the Tchaikovsky symphonies, the Mahler ones, to give them a new shape and a new life by revisiting them with the Philadelphia sound.
And as you mentioned, this first program is an interesting illustration of old and new, core repertoire and new works. We heard the O'Quinn work for organ and orchestra, which is brand new and is called Resilience, then the Mozart, and now we're about to hear the Tchaikovsky, which is also kind of about resilience in the face of fate.
That's right. Even musically, if you listen to really the way the obsession of rhythm that Tchaikovsky has at the end of his fourth symphony, all these 16th notes, they were actually anticipated in the Wayne O'Quinn piece, with a lot of these repeated notes in the string playing against the organ. The lyricism of the middle section of the O'Quinn is mirrored then by the Tchaikovsky second movement. But more about the resilience, I do think that, yes, fate and destiny is at the core of our program, to reflect on it. So Tchaikovsky is asking us through the symphony the question, what do we do with our destiny? It's at a point where it's triptych of these last three symphonies have to do with destiny and fate. But at that moment, in the fourth, the first movement is so overwhelming that the destiny always had the last word. But he's finding ways in the second, third, and fourth movements to, in a way, hope that men and women on earth can actually take control of their destiny. So there's a lot, I think, to think about with this kind of program. Even though the pieces are mostly familiar, except the O'Quinn, I do hope that maybe the listeners will have this in mind while listening to our symphony.
Great. Well, it's an exciting start to the new season. Congratulations, and we look forward to the whole season. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.